From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. South Korean new president Moon Jae-in was sworn in Wednesday and is preparing, he said, to travel to Pyongyang under the right conditions to ease tensions with North Korea over its nuclear and missile program.
한미동맹은 더욱 강화하겠습니다.
In his inaugural address, Mr. Moon said he's also committed to strengthening the alliance with the U.S. while also seriously negotiating deployment of the U.S. THAAD anti-missile system. Mr. Moon won a landslide election victory Tuesday, taking the lion's share of the youth vote. Turnout exceeded 80%. Nursing student Min Soo Kim in Los Angeles is excited.
I was really happy because I figured out that he is being a president today at 10 o'clock, and I had a class that time, so I just like, yay, everyone, see, he got it. Yes, so we are so happy. Like, my age friends are really happy right now.
Will his engagement approach with North Korea clash with U.S. policy? Bruce Bennett is an analyst with the RAND Corporation.
It depends. President Trump has been talking on and off about negotiating with North Korea. It's not entirely clear that it is contrary to U.S. policy. It's certainly different from what many Americans have been expecting in terms of a hardline policy of possible military strikes.
Mr. Moon takes power in the wake of the March ouster of predecessor Park Geun-hye on a trial in a corruption scandal that forced her from office. South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has sacked his army chief, Paul Malong, replacing him with General James Ajongo, an ethnic minority Luo. Civil war has plagued the country since late 2013 when Mr. Kiir, a Dinka, fired his vice president Riek Machar, a Newer. Several senior army officers resigned in February, accusing Malong of conducting an ethnic war. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump has authorized the arming of YPG Kurds in Syria fighting alongside Arab militia against Islamic State. They make up the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces driving toward the IS-held city of Raqqa. The move places the U.S. at odds with NATO ally Turkey, who considers the YPG a terrorist group. Sean Spicer is a White House spokesman.
The SDF, partnered with enabling support from U.S. and coalition forces, are the only force on the ground that successfully seize Raqqa in the near future. We're keenly aware of the security concerns of our coalition partners in Turkey. We want to reassure the people and the government of Turkey that the U.S. is committed to preventing additional security risks and protecting our NATO ally.
Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, who spoke with his Turkish counterpart Tuesday, said his intent is to work with the Turks to take Raqqa down. Turkey's president is scheduled to visit the White House next week. The European Union has called on the U.S. to keep funding U.N. agencies, even as the Trump administration ponders caps or cuts in U.N. contributions. The U.S. is the U.N.'s top contributor. Federica Mogherini, the EU's foreign policy chief, addressed the Security Council.
It's essential for us that we all keep investing in these UN agencies. They are as important to global peace and security as defense spending, and sometimes even more. And we Europeans consider this support to the UN system as crucial investment in our own security.
Meanwhile, the U.S. called on the EU to toughen its sanctions against Syria and North Korea and do more to convince Iran to end its destabilizing actions. At least four U.N. peacekeepers in Central African Republic were killed Tuesday when their convoy was attacked by Christian anti-Balaka militants in the southeast. Several were wounded, one is missing. According to the U.N., eight militants were killed. President Trump late Tuesday fired James Comey, director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, saying he's no longer able to effectively lead the agency. The president acted on the advice of his attorney general and his deputy. Senator Chuck Schumer leads the Democratic minority in the Senate.
I told the president, Mr. President, with all due respect, you are making a big mistake.
Mr. Trump's decision followed an FBI admission that Comey overstated a key finding in the ongoing investigation of Democrat and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's email during his congressional testimony last week. A tunnel at a facility in Washington state that stores radioactive plutonium partly collapsed Tuesday, forcing the evacuation of thousands of workers. Federal officials said there was no sign anyone was exposed to radiation. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross said the U.S. economy will not be able to achieve a 3% growth target this year. He told Reuters that Congress, which must approve President Trump's tax, trade, regulatory, and energy policies, is slow-walking everything. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ Composite, a barometer of the tech industry, closed Tuesday at a record high. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.